Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2013. Now it's time for OAUG Radio. And here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton. Oracle Open World 2013, quite a party we're having here today, aren't we?
This has been a lot of fun. It looks like they're getting ready to set up for the lunch break. We are 2.5 days into this thing, and we are now reaching the pinnacle. We've got the headliner, the guy we've been waiting for so long.
I know.
This gentleman is from Lodespring. Please join me in welcoming the Grand Poobah, the president, the CEO of Lodespring, Fast, Easy, Mobile Now, Mr. Eric Layden. How you doing, man?
Great. How are you?
I am doing well. We are delighted to have you. We can see the big spinny Lodespring thing and the icon and all that stuff.
I've been imagining driving back to Atlanta in the Vespa. through Texas.
You haven't given it away yet?
No, not yet. About an hour and a half.
Well, it's quite the draw, I'm sure, but no more so than the real mission and purpose of Lodespring. Tell us what you guys are about. What are you out there trying to do for folks?
Well, we're really providing a path to the cloud. Obviously, here at Open World, everyone's talking about the cloud and accessing applications in the cloud. And we really think we have a solution that gives customers an understanding of what the cloud looks like and how to get there, particularly in the project management space.
So you think the cloud, that's not a fad?
You think it's here to stay, do you, this whole cloud thing?
I actually think we invented the cloud. We've been doing this for about 14 years.
Yeah, so, right.
What did you call it before the cloud?
It was pre-cloud. Originally called ASP.
Really?
And then it went to SaaS and platform as a service. I mean, they called it everything. And ultimately, customers don't really, still today, understand what the cloud is going to do for them. And I think our platform is both horizontal. We can plug in a variety of different applications into our cloud platform. But we're primarily focused on project management. So about 3 years ago, Oracle acquired Primavera Systems. Mm-hmm. And they're really the market leader in project management. And so that's kind of gotten us into the Oracle space. And I love the cloud message because that's what we do.
When you guys are all in, I mean, it's a very serious booth presence. Tell us a little bit about how you set up, plan for, and execute on a show this important. Tell us a little bit about that process.
Well, we've actually started 2014 this week. So,
wow. Jump start.
Today. Yeah, so it starts by securing the booth space, and we feel this year we've got the best location in the hall this year. So we've signed up, and every year that you work with Oracle, the more you spend and the more leads that you get, the earlier you get to pick next year's booth.
It's like football tickets, like yeah. Right?
Well, this year we were 10 a.m. on Monday.
Wow.
We moved way up to the big leagues, and nobody had signed up for booths yet, so we got the same space for next year. And I'm not kidding. We're already ordering product giveaways, lining up media for next year, and it takes about a year for us to pull this off.
Wow.
So now, when you're working with a client, can you walk us through what that initial conversation's like, how they explain their pain points to you and how you present your solution?
Yeah, and I think the high level is time to value, particularly in project management. A lot of these companies, particularly in the construction space or what we call the AEC space, they've been working for months, maybe even a year, trying to respond to an RFP and land a contract.
Right.
And once they land that contract, they now need the system, the project management system, up and running like 2 weeks ago.
Right.
So they want immediate time to value. And what Lodespring brings to the table is where it may take an IT organization internally 6 to 8 months to set up this project management software, set up the infrastructure, set up the servers. We do it in about 10 to 15 days. So their time to value is massive.
Man.
Massive.
So when you tell them that, does their head explode? Like how?
Well, they don't believe it at first, probably. You probably have to have some social proof, right?
You're absolutely right. But that's what gets us in the door, that time to value. Now, once you get them in the door and you get them into the cloud with their project management software,
right.
they start looking at ERP and CRM.
They're going, well, can you do it for this? How
right.
about this?
Right. So at LoadSpring, about 60% of our revenue every year comes from existing customers. So we are still in heavy customer acquisition mode. We've got about 300 customers worldwide. Mm-hmm. About 4,000 companies are on our system, which equates to about 75,000 users in the cloud. So
wow.
we've really figured this out.
So what's your backstory? I gotta know how you get to be CEO of the outfit that has the coolest booth at the front of the hall. Walk us through your career path a little bit.
It's interesting. I'm a mechanical engineer. I've got a master's degree from RPI in Troy, New York.
You overcame that.
I did. And I eventually, I got hooked up with a company called Parametric Technology in Waltham, Mass. They are a software manufacturer for CAD, 3D CAD.
Uh-huh.
And they were really going after the Autodesk world. I progressed from that company into another company. It was really a hardware company geared towards servicing the pro-engineer user. So Windows NT was real new at the time. And so we built custom Windows NT desktops to run ProEngineer. And at that company, we sat there and watched these organizations like Caterpillar struggle with data around the world. Mm. And in order to do a design review, they were having designers that were building the engine, say, in Germany, putting big files on tapes and flying to Illinois and
so
calling them up.
So they're flying the tapes.
Flying the tapes with
wow.
people to do a design review. And I said, wait a minute.
There has to be a better way.
There has to be a better way. So our original intention was to bring the next level of our pro-engineer background and build a collaborative internet environment where people could call up 3D models internally on the internet and share and do
but
design
on
reviews.
On a private, like, intranet?
On the public internet,
uh-huh.
Through our system called the Springboard. They could log in and one user could upload a file and the other user could upload their
it.
File and do an
right.
interference fit. We never sold that.
But conceptually, it sounds like
it sounded
great,
cool
idea.
Right? So we started building all of this infrastructure, IT infrastructure, and I was leveraging. I had no money. We got a call in June of 2000 and from a partner of ours and said, hey, we've got this company that needs a hosting provider for project management software. I know that's not what you're really geared towards, but would you guys be interested? And I said, who's the company? And they said, Pfizer. I said, yeah, we can do that. We can do that.
I've heard of them.
So stood up Primavera Expedition. It's now called Contract Management, but a very early version of a contract management product called Expedition. We stood that up for them, and it was interesting because I still see the contract in my head. It was a $25,000 a year contract. We immediately went to Dell and got a $25,000 lease for some equipment. It was used equipment. And I said, okay, this business model is not going to work. Let's keep thinking through this.
At least we have Pfizer as a client.
So they asked a question before we turned them on. They said, oh, by the way, we have to be dedicated. It's very important that our data is not sharing with your other customers. And I said, that's gonna be about a 10% premium on this. They said, that's fine, we'll take it. Well, they were our only customer, so dedication was easy.
They were dedicated.
And I now found my profit model. I got my 10%.
Right.
So, our second customer was Deloitte & Touche. Our third customer was Johnson & Johnson. Our fourth customer was ITT Canada. And all of a sudden, this project management hosting world was becoming very attractive to us.
It's almost by accident.
By accident. And we were very focused on security. We still are today. And we tend to be ahead of most companies when it comes to implementing security. So that's another advantage where IT companies are not only looking to the cloud, they want to see a secure cloud.
Right.
And they want to see
and you can't
cloud.
Have too much security. Right?
No, not on the internet. And so today we've evolved to a point where we have a shared cloud system on our Springboard. We have private cloud capabilities as well if a customer really wants even further dedication. And we have introducing a new option called Global Cloud. This is really changing the cloud market. today, when you use the cloud for database-driven applications, your applications and your data are stored in one facility. So the further you are from that facility, the slower the application is.
Right.
With the introduction of Global Cloud, we're now introducing location awareness into our platform. We can detect where you are in the world, and we can send you to the local data center nearest you to launch that application.
So then that speeds up dramatically?
It's massive. And we have facilities in London, Toronto, Boston, San Diego. We're looking at a facility in Singapore right now, and also South Africa. So once we get those other two points in, literally you can access our applications from anywhere in the world and get performance as if you were right next to the data center.
So wow, that's fantastic. Well, it reminds me a little bit of the technology that's employed like in our broadcast. You know, when people go and listen to archives of our broadcast, there's some technology that lets them grab it closer to home.
Closer to home, exactly. Now, in web-based applications, that's pretty straightforward, like a website. Amazon does this. If you log into Amazon here in the United States, you're hitting servers in the United States. If you were to travel to London and log into Amazon,
you're hitting a different set.
You're hitting a different server, but that's web pages.
Uh-huh.
What the magic is with LoadSpring is we're actually doing this with database applications.
Wow.
So we have to zip the database information around the world in milliseconds so that every transaction is replicated in milliseconds. Nobody's doing this, and we're really excited about being able to show this off here at Open World this year.
Well, there's just more and more data. I mean, we hear every time we go to these shows, they talk about big data. I mean, it's not going to get any less, right?
Right, and the data needs to be close to you. So, having a single point in the cloud isn't enough. The data has to be able to move around the world because it's so big now, it takes too long. The Internet's still really not fast enough to handle all this data. So our job, we call it the river of data. So we actually synchronize all of the data platforms in all of our data centers so a user can access and tap into that river of data from anywhere in the world and get the performance as if the data is right next to them.
Now, and that would go across platforms, mobile, tablet?
Everything.
It doesn't matter.
Right. The BYOD thing is really changing how CIOs think, and it's really shaking them up, I think, quite honestly, because customers now, and their customers, really their employees, are coming to work saying, hey, the new iPhone 5S came out.
Right. I can't get it on my...
Right. 5 years ago, you waited another year before IT approved it. Today, they're walking to work with it and going into their IT guys and say, make it work. So in our world, BYOD actually works to an advantage because CIOs can now take those BYOD challenges and just give them to LoadSpring. Hey, make this work on a 5S.
Because
make it work.
Your problem now.
Because it's our problem now, right? Just make it work, and we have a service level guarantee that guarantees that, so...
So what's next for you guys? Where are you going to be putting your energy in the coming months?
Right now, we're heavily focused on integrating into the customer's network. So there are a lot of trends that are happening in the industry, and one big trend is this global cloud initiative that we're working on, but also the next generation private cloud. So a lot of enterprises are coming to us and saying, hey, we love what you do. We love the cloud, but we want to get closer. So what we'd like to do is plug your private cloud platform into our global MPLS fabric. So now we're actually residing on their internal network. So it's kind of like the best of both worlds,
right?
Where we're an extension of their IT group. We're on their network, but we're managing all of the cloud infrastructure for them.
And that gives them the security and the safety.
And the performance.
Right.
And the control. So it's really the best of all worlds for them.
Boy, you've come a long way since that first $2,500 margin deal that you wanged.
We have. It's pretty exciting.
So what's the best way for our listeners to reach out and learn more? Website coordinates?
www.loadspring.com. And from there, you can get all of our social media feeds and learn more about what we do.
All right. Eric Layton, President and CEO with LoadSpring. It has been an absolute delight having you on the show, man. We got to have you back sometime, maybe with a client or something.
Yeah, I'd like that. Thanks. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. We will be back in a few from the show floor of Oracle Open World 2013.